Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malevi. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway fires to first and has Byrd trapped. There's the throw to Malevi, who tags Byrd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Pennock covering. Safe. Greg Malevi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malevi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Gehrig picks up the ball and throws it to Lazzari, who tags the runner out. Woodward moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Woodward is out. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Cecil moves to second. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bird. Tate reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo strikes out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Bengo and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Lazzari scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Yankees. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The slide. Tate applies the tag. Chapman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Combs now playing left field. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Tate reaches second base with a double. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 2 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bird who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lazzari is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Tate and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ryan strikes out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bird hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Larry reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-3 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gehrig scores. It's 7-3, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Ed Walsh now pitching. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bengo strikes out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Pennock moves to second. It's 8-3, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Larry reaches second base with a double. Pennock scores. Bird moves to third. It's 9-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. There goes Barnes trying to get to third. Rice throws the ball into Chapman, who tags Barnes for the out. Ryan moves to second. One out. It's 9-4, Yankees. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ryan moves to third. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulevey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Mulevey reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Mulevey scores. It's 9-5, Yankees. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-4 in the game. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.